Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Well, let's get started today. Ella, good morning. Thank you for emailing us, and thank you for agreeing to go on Second Date Update. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, and thank you guys so much for having me. Like, this is, I need your help right now.
Well, it's our pleasure, Ella. Hopefully we can make the magic happen for you. So tell us about this date you went on with Jimmy and what the problem seems to be.
I mean, I don't know what I was expecting. Like, I've been married for 8 years, and dating, I guess, just isn't the way that I remembered it from eight years ago.
It's the worst.
Yeah. It hadn't gotten any better, Ella. Like, I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't understand what guys want. Like, we'll be talking and everything's good, but then I guess something changes and I'm just supposed to know because, like, there's a psychic connection or something, because they'll never verbally tell me. And I'm just like, okay, but like, you never, like, how am I supposed to know?
It is.
Like, I don't understand.
It is interesting. Like, it's just like when you see something you don't like, and we've talked about this with a lot of you guys, the instant response is, well, that wasn't fun. Never talk to them again. And I guess it is what it is. I don't know, but it leads to a lot of these segments. So continue. How did the date go, by the way? What did you think?
I mean,
as far
it was
as...
great.
Okay.
It was amazing. Like, we were laughing, we were getting along. I know it's not a physical thing, because let's be honest, I look pretty damn good.
Okay.
He was very into my pictures. And like, we went to a few bars. We kind of just like, we're having fun. But then he was kind of like, I'm done. I'm going home. And he grabbed an Uber, went home. I went to my place, and then like, nothing. Radio silence.
Okay. All right. So the air just got let out of the balloon at some point, and he was like, that's it. And you've heard nothing from him since.
Yeah, it was literally like a light switch. Like, we were great, we were connecting, and then, okay, I'm going home. Bye.
All right. Well, let's find out what happened, or if maybe he just got a case of the sleepies. Anything is possible. We'll call Jimmy. We'll see what he has to say coming up at 7:25.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So we just heard Ella's side of the story. According to Ella, she had a great date with Jimmy. She's new-ish to the dating scene. She was married before, and now she's jumping back in. And it's not exactly the same as she remembers it. People used to tell you or let you down easy if they weren't into you. But now she's navigating this and wants to know what the problem was. She hasn't heard from the guy. She thinks maybe she did something wrong, but she's not sure what it is. So we wanted to hear from Jimmy, from the source. I think we've got him on the phone. Hey, Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jimmy. It's Frito and Katie. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
We are doing really well. And we wanted to call you and extend this second date package that we're giving away. It's good for whatever you want. However you want to have a second date, we will foot the bill. We will pay for everything. You just have to go out with a woman you have been out with once before. And her name is Ella. Do you remember a woman named Ella?
I absolutely remember her. We were out for a couple of drinks at a couple of bars, but man, there's a lot of baggage there.
Baggage, usually bad. Can you explain? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so we're having a couple of drinks, talking and whatnot, and it's a crazy crowded bar. The phone rings, and she looks at me, and she panicked, and she was like, my almost ex-husband is calling. So she takes the call, and she's like, yeah, I'm out with some friends, blah, blah, whatever. And I'm like, okay, that escalated fast.
Okay, so she said, my almost ex-husband? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Almost ex-husband. Okay, so Jimmy, just to let you know, Ella has been on the phone. She wanted answers as to why you weren't calling her back. I'm guessing this is what's up. Ella, are you still married? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, it said you were divorced.
I mean, he's my ex. Like, we're not official, but we're not together anymore.
You told me you're still living with him.
What?
I mean, I am, but have you tried to get an apartment in San Antonio right now? Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm trying, but It's a struggle right now, but like we're in the same house, but like we're in different rooms and different floors. So like I don't see him.
You can't even be honest with him that you're on a date. You think this is the best time to be doing this?
I don't need to like really explain like the ins and out of my relationship with my ex. Like we're still technically married, but he's a serial cheater. I'm moving on. Like I'm finally getting the courage to move and like, cause I know my worth. So like, he doesn't need to know what's going on. And, like, I'm out here looking to see what my soon-to-be options are. And, like, I'm just ready to move the hell on. Like, I'm over him.
Ella, I am with you 1,000%. I totally understand. Sounds like your ex-husband was worthless. You know, cheaters usually are. And I know you don't owe that guy anything. But don't you think you owed it to Jimmy to at least tell him the situation before you went on a date? Obviously, he found out while you were on the date, but don't you think he should have at least mentioned it prior?
I mean, I guess in hindsight, but like, I knew it was going to come out during the date, so I didn't really think it was a big deal. Like, we're going through a divorce, so I'm not interested in this marriage anymore. And right. I just figured, like, I just didn't want to ruin our connection that we had over texting and over all that stuff by saying, oh, by the way, like, I'm technically married, like, legally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, I knew it was going to come out on the dates. I just figured, like, once we were in person and, like, we had that physical connection, like, face-to-face connection, it would have been okay.
You're in the same house. This whole thing is suspect.
I mean, why am I going to tell him? We're done. I don't have any feelings for him. We're done. Like, I don't need to explain my life to him anymore. And, like, maybe you're just not man enough, and that's fine. But, like, I'm good on you, too. Like, close the door. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess she's no longer interested in a second date, Jimmy.
Yeah, trust me. There's no second date. Take some time to work on yourself.
Goodness. Well, we appreciate you guys coming on the show today.
This one is really hard for me personally.
Yeah.
You know, like I get where she's coming from. I've had friends that have had really nasty divorces and haven't been able to get away because they did kind of rely on their husband and that joint income that they were bringing in. So I know that you can't always escape immediately. We don't know her situation. Maybe she's new to San Antonio. Maybe she doesn't have many friends. Maybe there was nowhere else for her to go, so she's just kind of waiting to save up enough to move.
Yeah.
I mean, so many extenuating factors, but she should have mentioned something to him, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how much you have to disclose with that, because I don't know if it's something you need to wait until the ink is dry or what. I agree. This is a weird one to me. What do you guys think?
Couldn't he drag out this divorce forever?
He could.
Like, for a long
time?
Dude,
they can go for years. What's she supposed to do? Just sit there? What do y'all think?
Yeah.
877-470-5299. I'll talk to you guys next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.